You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Have you ever wondered if your child was a genius? What if they actually were? Isla McNabb is 2 years old, and she's the youngest person ever to be accepted into Mensa. Now, whenever we hear Mensa, Raven and I just scoff because they were so mean to us, but we'll get to that. If you're not familiar with Mensa, it's a society for genius people with crazy high IQs. Here she is with her dad.
Yeah, she just had an affinity for the alphabet. She really loved the alphabet, and she would start sounding out the different letters. Then we started off with some simple words, and she sounded them out.
That's pretty cool.
Not for nothing.
Yeah.
I just heard that pronunciation, that enunciation, and that didn't sound all that impressive. Are we sure she's a genius?
Raven.
Come on.
She just sounded out dog. She's 2 years old.
Have you met my
toddler, Dakota? She's 3 and a half. Like, Dakota, when she says like the alphabet,
yeah,
she's like A, D, C, me, G, K, R.
I mean, that sounds pretty good to me.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, she's holding the notes anyways.
Here's mom.
She was reading at a kindergarten level already at 2. So I said, let's see what's going on here. Let's see how smart this kid is.
I mean, that's got to be kind of freaky for a parent, like that your child is reading at a kindergarten level when they're 2.
Unless they conceived this child and are raising this child to be like, look, we have a genius child, because you know there are those looky-loo type, parents, too.
I don't know, Raven, but like, if I was a genius mom and I walked downstairs and I saw what this mom saw, I don't think I'd be like, oh my gosh, she's a genius. I think I'd be like, exorcism.
Right.
Like, there is something terrible happening in the house. Listen to this.
I noticed that on the box, it said M-O-M. So I asked my husband, was it you? Have you been working with her? He said, no, I didn't do this. So I went back and looked at the security camera footage of the living room, and sure enough, saw her with the crayon writing M-O-M.
Oh, your two-year-old can casually just start writing on things?
Just started writing and doesn't, nobody taught her these things. Yeah, that's a demon.
That's what I said.
Okay.
I'd be terrified. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if you look back on the security footage and you see your kid pick up a marker, go over to an Amazon box and start writing like an opus, you wouldn't think like something weird is going on right there?
It's the same thing as Danny picking up the knife in The Shining. I mean, it's going to be creepy. No question about it if it's the first time you're seeing it.
Yeah, but she's still a toddler, though.
She can read well beyond her little years, but we're still working on potty training. So she's still average two-year-old on that.
Mm. And that two-year-old War and Peace, they won't come out of that bathroom for days.
It's funny, though. Raven and I had tried to reach out to Mensa years ago because we wanted to take the test to see if we would qualify to be geniuses and to be part of their high society. And they literally could not have been meaner to us.
I mean, it took forever for them to respond, number one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're hearing my cynicism, kind of at an upper level as to where it normally is, which I know is hard to gauge, basically, it's not because I hate this two-year-old. It's just because I'm jealous.
Right.
They wouldn't talk to us for the longest time. And when they did and responded, they were like, listen. With your guys' numbers, we won't even send you an example test.
They wouldn't.
They wouldn't.
They were like, you guys are too dumb for us to even engage in a 3-minute conversation. That was a real email that we got.
I was in gifted programs when I was young. I mean, things happened to me since then, but still.
All right. So I did manage to get my hands on 3 sample questions that are asked to children to get into Mensa.
Oh, I hope they're paying attention.
I asked my 3-year-old Dakota those questions, and we're going to see how she did versus Raven. That is going to be coming up next.
It's on.
Are you smarter than a two-year-old? Ayla McNabb just became the youngest person ever accepted into Mensa, the American Genius Club. And as a side note, years ago, Raven and I tried to get an interview with Mensa, and they literally told us in an email we were too stupid to talk to.
I mean, they wouldn't even talk to us.
Right.
I mean, let alone test us or put us into the club itself. So, I mean, it was pretty insulting.
Here's your chance to see if you're a genius. These are three sample questions that Mensa asked children, and we're pitting Raven against my toddler, Dakota. She's 3 years old, to see who's smarter.
There's no mercy here whatsoever.
Okay, now remember, even these are the questions that they ask the children. Number one, rearrange the letters of dewcrop to give a word with a similar meaning. What is it?
Crop. Rocub.
Okay, can you give me an answer?
Is it going to be the same word?
So what's another word that means dew crop using the exact same word?
I don't even know what dew crop is. I mean, come on.
All right.
Dakota, mommy's going to ask you three questions, and you answer them however you think, okay? Whatever you think the answer is.
Okay.
Number one, rearrange the letters of dew crop to give a word with a similar meaning. What is it?
An Easter bunny.
Did you say Easter bunny?
Yes.
At least she gave an answer, Raven. Yeah. You didn't even give an answer.
Yeah, well, she doesn't know what dew crop is either, all right? But you know what? I mean, in her defense, what is it?
It's produce. Produce.
Whatever.
All right, number two.
What does dew crop even mean?
It means produce. That's what it means. Replace the blanks in the following sentence with two five-letter words.
Five-letter words.
Yeah, so two five-letter words. Mm-hmm. The same five letters must be used for both words.
Okay.
What are the words? Now, here's the sentence. The blank told his class that he had been blank fishing during the holiday. The blank told his class that he had been blank fishing during the holiday. Two five-letter words, same letters. Okay. All right. Yep.
Oh,
replace the blanks in the following sentence with two five-letter words. The same five letters must be used for both words. What are the words? Ready? The blank told his class that he had been blank fishing during the holiday. What are the two words, Dakota?
Happy birthday to you.
Right.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to you.
Unfortunately, neither of you are correct. The correct answer is Tudor and Trout.
Oh, I wrote Trout! Look, it's right there!
He did write Trout.
I'm so upset right now. I just couldn't do it.
The tutor told his class that he had been trout fishing during the holiday.
Oh, I'm so upset.
All right. One more, quickly.
Oh, that one was within reach.
What number is missing from the following sequence? 4, 9, 16, 25, blank, 49, 64, 81.
36.
How did you come to that?
It's either 35 or it's 36.
The answer actually is 36. They are all square numbers, but this is what poor Dakota said.
I'm fine. There's money.
What number?
This money.
You're just holding up three fingers. How many is it?
Three.
Three. You're close. 36.
All right, congratulations.
I feel the same way after the results of my test.
Yes,
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.